And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is John Heller, the mechanical engineer for the renovation projects at Centennial Hall and at Kettleson Library. He's here to talk about energy conservation as a focus for those renovations. Welcome to Morning Edition, John.
Thanks.
Well, you're from Seattle, and you're here for these projects. Tell us how you got connected to these municipal renovation projects.
Well, we were brought in specifically because the city was interested in taking more of a direct approach on these buildings for energy conservation, with a real focus on reducing the reliance on fuel oil and reducing the cost of running these facilities and the amount of electricity that was being used.
Now, you've been a real proponent of energy conservation for decades, and believe that a shift in priorities and focus needs to happen. Why is this so important to you?
Well, the way that we've developed as a culture, as a community, has really been in the last 50 years, 100 years, with a real reliance on cheap and inexhaustible fossil fuels. It's really fueled our economy. It's fueled the way that we have developed buildings. And that was fine as long as using a lot of fossil fuels was really cheap, didn't have any bad consequences like environmental pollution, environmental degradation, climate change, war over resources. All of these things have come out in the last few decades as showing us that an over-reliance on using a lot of fossil fuels really has a lot of bad consequences. And more recently, that's also we're also seeing that the cost of those has gone way up. So people are finally, if they were ignoring the environmental consequences of using a lot of fossil fuels, now it's really hitting people in the pocketbook. And we're at a time now where people are starting to recognize that energy conservation is pretty important.
Now, in Sitka here, we're raising Blue Lake Dam. That's hopefully going to free us from our fossil fuel dependence. But it's not going to increase the amount of electricity we'll ultimately be able to offer to the community. So you're saying, well, we also need to look at energy conservation.
Right. No, so there's been a big investment, $150 million put into the Blue Lake Dam to raise it up so that you can hold more water and provide more electricity throughout the year. So that does have a lot of benefits. One of the dangers there, as oil prices continue to go up, is that people will start to shift over onto electricity, and all of that additional capacity that you've gained by raising the dam will just go into the existing inefficient buildings or new inefficient buildings. So what the raising of the dam, what that offers the opportunity to Sitka is that if we start to look at energy conservation as a resource, as a way to increase our capacity to provide power to people, then you can make a shift off of fossil fuels onto electricity, and at the same time allow for more industry to come into the community, ability to grow essentially, without spending a lot of money, without sending a lot of money out of the community to buy fossil fuels.
So renewable resource emphasis paired with energy conservation. It's a beautiful partnership.
Right. Yeah, well, that's the dream, right?
Well, in terms of the library renovation and Harrigan Centennial Hall, you're trying to realize that dream as the mechanical engineer. Tell us what that is going to look like for those two buildings.
Well, so through both of those buildings are getting about 50% bigger in the renovations. So, we're doing by using improved insulation, improved lighting technology, new generation heat pump technology, and heat recovery ventilation. We're going to be able to improve the energy efficiency. Those buildings will use about one-third the energy use per square foot as they did before. So what that allows us to do is completely eliminate the use of fuel oil, shifting completely onto electricity, but without increasing the amount of electricity that the building uses overall.
So cost savings that will be realized through this? What's that looking at? About
at Harrigan Hall, I know the number is about $26,000 a year. That's the cost of the fuel oil. So the building will get 50% bigger, but the total cost to run the building will be about $26,000 a year less. Kettleson is similar, although it's a smaller building.
You mentioned a number of techniques. We've been hearing a lot about heat pump around here lately, but heat recovery ventilation, what does that mean?
Well, the commercial buildings with a lot of people in them need a lot of fresh air. The traditional way to do that is to just bring in a lot of fresh air from the outside, heat it up with your fuel oil boiler, and supply it into the building, at the same time exhausting the stale air out of the building and throwing it away. So a heat recovery ventilator, what it does is takes the warm exhaust air and puts it over a heat exchanger with the fresh air coming in, so that the fresh air picks up the heat before it comes into the building. So you don't need to provide additional heat for that ventilation air.
Now, the heat pumps, ground source heat pumps, or?
No. There's a whole new generation of heat pump technology coming out of Japan and South Korea that is significantly different than the heat pumps that we've been familiar with. And they're able to function just on an airside heat pump down to minus 17 degrees Fahrenheit. So they work very well in Southeast Alaska with similar efficiencies that we get out of something like a ground source heat pump, without nearly the cost of involved with drilling wells into the ground and all of the pumping and so forth that's associated with the ground source heat pump.
So these are fairly new technologies that it seems the municipality is really supporting here. You also working on the Forest Service building in terms of energy efficiency. They've been talking a lot about that and why that building is very important to model that. Do you feel like there's sort of a groundswell of change starting to build?
I think there is. I think the thing I should mention about the Forest Service building is that building is set up to be primarily heated with wood pellets, using heat pumps as a backup. So that's the other. What I see the potential for Southeast Alaska is electricity, efficient use of electricity with biomass as a fill-in for the fossil fuel as well. There's certainly a possibility there to make Southeast Alaska really energy independent on looking at biomass and hydroelectric as the renewable sources.
So in Sitka, there are going to be three significant buildings heated, focused on energy conservation using various technologies, two of which are municipal. What does it look like in Alaska and the Pacific Northwest? Because that's where you work primarily, I think.
Yes.
In terms of cities and towns, you know, supporting this kind of change in perspective at that very fundamental level of changing how it does its construction.
Yeah, what people are beginning to realize, and certainly the power planners and energy planners in the Pacific Northwest are realizing, is that the biggest, best source of new capacity, energy capacity that we have, is looking at energy conservation as a resource. The energy that's being used in existing buildings can be harvested through energy conservation in those buildings to supply new buildings instead of building a new power plant. It's the cheapest. It's certainly the best for the environment. It invests money in construction and improving buildings instead of spending it on fossil fuels that get burned up and so forth. So the cities are realizing this. There is quite a bit of political interest in this. Certainly Washington State, the governor has said Washington State buildings will use 70% less energy than existing buildings by 2030. That's the goal that was set, which is a significant aspirational goal. But we're meeting that goal essentially with the model that we're using at Centennial Hall and Kettleson. Both those buildings are using a third of the energy per square foot in their new renovations as they currently are using.
Great. Well, we are out of time. Thank you so much for sharing this with us.
All right. Thank you. It was fun.
We've been speaking with John Heller, mechanical engineer for the Kettleson Library and Centennial Hall renovations. His focus is on energy efficiency. They are being designed to consume one-third less energy per square foot than they had previously.